The boxers have been given their instructions. The seconds are out. The crowd is ready for another edition of Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing with your presenter, the boxing historian, Greg Rashid.
Well, I want to say Swati Cup to everyone out there. This is Greg Rashid, your presenter for another edition of the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Heard by many people all over the world at their convenience, but a lot of folks listen on various platforms, be it on the internet, on Facebook, on YouTube, on my channel, Nourished by History. Some folks listen at the Sports HistoryNetwork.com, and a lot of folks listen every Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. Mountain Time in Colorado on KUHSDenver.com, created by the one and only Henry Archuleta. And I want to say something. I really appreciate all the comments, the positive comments I get for the shows, but looking at my analytics, I have over 1,500 subscribers, but the folks that listen to this program, 98% of you are not subscribers, so please, please, wherever you listen to this program, please subscribe. It helps so much. It helps me so much. Please do that. Also, if you are, you know, if you're on the internet, look for my Patreon site. Look for Nourished by History, then look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Also, go to Buy Me a Coffee and look for Nourished by History, and look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. It helps so much. And yes, I am in, you know, if I haven't said it before, if you haven't caught this show and it's your first time, I'm in Bangkok, Thailand. Loving it. You might hear some construction in the background because they're building across the street from me, but we have fun here. And we, you know, we have boxing events, if you're new to the program, that are based on what you decide. You are the promoters of these fights. You are the ones that promote these fights. And if you want to be a promoter, just go to any venue that you listen to and drop me a line saying, I wonder what would happen if Muhammad Ali fought Mike Tyson, or what would happen if Joe Louis fought Rocky Marciano in their prime. Something, you know, anything like that. And we put these fights into our database, which is a Title Bout Boxing 2 PC game created by the great Jim Trunza. And I hope to have him on the show eventually. But we put him in there, and like I always say to folks, it's just imagination. It's what if? What if would happen? You know, I could put these guys in there, and women too, because I have women fighters too. Put them in 1,000 times, it could be 50-50 as far as who wins and who loses. But it's just fun, because I know a lot of you, you're listening to the program, you're a boxing enthusiast, you sit around with your buddies, with yourself, and you're saying, I wonder what would happen if these fighters got together. So that's what we do on this program. And today, our fighters are going to be in the light heavyweight division. It's going to be Roy Jones Jr. versus Matthew Saad Muhammad. And that should be an excellent fight, and it's going to be at the Blue Horizon. So we're going to just sit back. Use your imagination, get your favorite beverage, sit back, and just enjoy the theater of the mind as we get to the fight. Roy Jones Jr. versus Matthew Saad Muhammad, and our commentator, as always, is Shoulder Roll Steve, live from the Blue Horizon. So let's get to the fight right now on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. I'm your presenter, Greg Rashid.
Welcome to the historic Blue Horizon in Philadelphia, where we will witness a light heavyweight bout between Roy Jones Jr. versus hometown favorite Matthew Saad Muhammad. 1,380 boxing fans have crammed into this arena. The Blue Horizon was voted the number one boxing venue in the world by Ring Magazine. My press seat is in the balcony, overlooking the mat. The bout will be on the 5 points must system. The judges are Guy Jutras, Ricardo Duncan, and Dalby Shirley. The man in charge will be your referee, Stanley Christodoulou. Roy Jones Jr. comes into this bout as the heavy betting favorite. Jones is so sure of winning that he spent the afternoon playing basketball on an outdoor court near the Blue Horizon. Jones said at the press conference that he considers this fight to be an easy sparring session. We shall see as the bell has sounded for round one. Muhammad comes out to ring center and immediately clinches Jones Jr. On the break, Muhammad hits Jones Jr. with his right elbow to the forehead, causing the referee to admonish him. I think Muhammad is upset about all the hype Jones Jr. has received for this fight. Muhammad pushes Jones Jr. into the neutral corner and lands a 2-point left hook on the belt line. Jones Jr. has his hands at his sides. He is daring Muhammad to hit him. Wow. Out of nowhere, Jones Jr. lands a right uppercut for 5 points. Jones Jr. has some of the fastest hands in the division. Muhammad's knees buckled on that shot. Jones Jr. follows with a left hook for 5 points. Muhammad staggers back into the ropes. He looks like he is out on his feet. The hometown crowd is stunned by what is going on. Their boy is in danger of being an early knockout victim. Muhammad bounces off the ropes and lands a 3-point right cross, followed by a 2-point combination. Maybe Muhammad was playing possum to outfox Jones Jr. Looking up at the ring telescreen, I can see that exchange of punches has produced a major swelling under Jones's left eye. He dances away from Muhammad, pawing at his left eye. Jones Jr. moves forward and lands a 3-point right cross. Jones Jr. has cut off the ring and pinned Muhammad in the left neutral corner. Jones Jr. lands a 3-point left hook, followed by a partially blocked left uppercut for 1 point. The fighters are toe-to-toe. Muhammad lands a 5-point left cross. Jones Jr. did a funny dip that looked like he was getting ready to fall on the mat. Muhammad leaps in with a 2-point right uppercut. Jones Jr. is serious trouble. The bell sounds, ending round one. Jones Jr.'s legs look a little rubbery as he walks back to his corner. The crowd is on its feet, giving their hometown favorite, Muhammad, an ovation. In the first round, Muhammad scored 14 points, while Jones Jr. had 17 points. Jones Jr. may have won the round, but if it had lasted 30 more seconds, Jones Jr. would have been knocked out. The bell has sounded for round two. The fighters meet at ring center. Jones Jr. lands a 3-point combination, a 2-point right uppercut, and another combination. Jones's hand speed is something special. Muhammad counters with a 4-point left hook to the gut. He misses with a follow-up left uppercut. Jones Jr. counters with a 3-point left hook. Muhammad misses with a right cross. Jones Jr. counters with a 2-point left uppercut. Muhammad times a perfect right hook to the head for 6 points that knocks Jones Jr. down. Jones Jr. gets back to his feet at the count of 5. The ref is asking Jones Jr. if he wants to continue. He nods yes. That punch caused a serious swelling under his right eye. Jones Jr. now has to contend with damage under both eyes. Muhammad pounces on Jones Jr. and lands a 2-point left cross below the left eye, followed by a 2-point left hook to the stomach. Muhammad lands a crushing combination that knocks down Roy Jones Jr. for the second time in the round. Jones Jr. bounces up at the count of 1, claiming he slipped. But he was definitely he by that combo. That was 6 points for Muhammad. Muhammad steps to Jones Jr. and lands a crossing right hook that knocks Jones Jr. down again. Jones Jr. bounces back up, but it doesn't matter. The 3-knockdown rule is in effect for this fight. Stanley Christodoulou calls a halt to this fight at the time of 2:59 of round 2. The winner by technical knockout is the hometown hero, Matthew Saad Muhammad. The crowd is going nuts. Some fans at ringside are jumping into the ring to congratulate Muhammad. They are lifting him on their shoulders and parading him around the arena. Where are the police? Oh, wait. The police are helping the fans parade Muhammad around the arena. I guess the cops had money on Muhammad. Only in Philly. This fight was brief, but exciting. Let me now return to our Bangkok studio. This is Shoulder Roll Steve from the Blue Horizon in Philly.
Well, that was a quick one. It's kind of unexpected because a lot of people on the web, especially the boxing enthusiasts on some of the boxing channels I support and all, they were saying an easy win for Roy Jones Jr. So that was a shock. Maybe I'll rematch them sometime in the future. But, you know, you got to keep in mind, you know, as a light heavyweight, Roy Jones, I mean, he was good, but he wasn't like he was when he was a middleweight. When he was middleweight, light middleweight, I mean, he was something. And by when he was light heavyweight, that's when he began to be exposed as far as having a weak chin. Glenn Johnson, Antonio Tarver, they exposed them. You know, because eventually, you know, his skills were not at the level they were when he was the middleweight champion. You know, the hand speed was there, but you can't keep your hand. You know, if you lose your reflexes. You can't keep your hands down at your sides forever. You can't do that. And that's what Roy was doing. And he got clocked in those fights, and he got clocked in this fight. And Matthew Saad Muhammad, there are a couple of books out, by the way, that have been printed in the last couple of years about Matthew Saad Muhammad. And I would suggest that you check them out. In fact, I'm going to have one of the authors of the books to appear on this program eventually, because his story, Matthew Saad Muhammad's story is amazing. It's something, it is, you know, it's a sad story in one sense, but it was a success for a while. He, interesting, just an interesting fighter, you know, somebody that's really may have been forgotten by boxing fans now, but look on, you know, if you don't know about Matthew Saad Muhammad, look at his fights on YouTube. I mean, he was a true fighter. Philadelphia fighter, just amazing. So I hope you enjoyed that fight. It was brief, and because of that, Shoulder Roll Steve has he went to another venue a couple of weeks ago. We didn't put that fight on here, but I decided I'm gonna put it on because this one was so brief. What I'm talking about, Shoulder Roll Steve went to the Boston Garden, and there he commentated on a fight between Floyd Patterson versus Rocky Marciano. And I know you're all saying right now, oh, ain't no way Floyd has a chance against Rocky. Well, you never know. Like I always say, you put these fights in, you never know what's going to happen. So after we do this commercial, we're going to get to that fight, Marciano versus Patterson, on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. And I'm your presenter, Greg Rashid.
Gets to grace your living room. Each backed by a guarantee.
Free for top value stamps. An elegant polished brass chafing dish. Or, if something spills, a Bissell carpet sweeper. Perfect for touch-up. To brighten your living room, select a beautiful Bradley table lamp fashioned in walnut and brass. To enjoy your favorite TV shows in any room, choose an RCA portable television set. Like everything else, free for top value stamps.
So save top value stamps. The best gifts in life are free.
Ladies and gentlemen, get ready for the ultimate knockout experience brought to you by Pillow Puncher Pro. The boxing sensation that's softer than a grandma's hug. Pillow Puncher Pro, where every hit feels like a hug and every defeat is a chance for a power nap. Order now, and we'll throw in our exclusive Dreamy Corner kit for free. Pillow Puncher Pro, because when life throws a punch, you throw a pillow. Order now and redefine the knockout experience.
This is Shoulder Roll Steve, coming to you live from the Boston Garden. The arena is sold out to see their hometown legend Rocky Marciano fight Floyd Patterson. The early betting odds had Rocky easily beating Patterson. Patterson's reputation for having a very weak chin precedes him. But Patterson, using his famed peek-a-boo defense, could give Marciano a long night in this scheduled 15-round heavyweight fight. The fight will be scored on the 5-point system. The judges at ringside are Dale Grable, John Riley, and Giuseppe Quarteroni. The man in charge of the action is Roy Francis. I can see a nervous Custamato pacing through the Boston Gardens aisles. He didn't want Patterson to fight Marciano, but was overruled. Now settle back with your favorite beverage as the bell sounds for round one. Marciano comes out and lands a left cross for 5 points that buckled Patterson's knees. Floyd may be put to sleep early. Patterson comes out of his peek-a-boo stance and lands a 3-point combination, followed by a 3-point left cross. He's standing toe-to-toe with The Rock. Floyd Patterson lands a 3-point cross. Marciano misses with a right hook. Marciano is moving about the ring, trying to establish position. Marciano has cut off the ring and pinned Floyd Patterson in far corner. Patterson dances away before Marciano can load up another shot. The fighters are at ring center. A Marciano right hook whizzes past Patterson's head. Patterson misses with a counter left jab. Patterson misses with a leaping right uppercut. Marciano counters with a 4-point right hook that buckles Patterson's knees again. Marciano lands a 3-point right cross high on Patterson's forehead that opens up a major cut. A trickle of blood is going down Patterson's face. That is going to be a problem as the fight progresses. Patterson lands a 3-point left jab as the bell sounds to end round one. The points scored were 9 for Patterson and 13 for Marciano. The crowd senses that this is going to be over quickly. Patterson's corner has done a great job of stopping the bleeding as the bell sounds for round two. The fighters are at ring center. Both are bobbing and weaving, trying to find an opening. Marciano has cut off the ring and pinned Floyd Patterson on the far ropes. Marciano misses with a left cross, then scores a 3-point right uppercut. Patterson bends down to avoid another punch. Marciano hits him with a rabbit punch. The ref stops the action and gives Marciano a stern warning. The fight continues and Marciano lands a 5-point left hook that reopens the cut on Patterson's forehead. Patterson backs into his corner. Marciano lands a 5-point left hook, followed by a 5-point left uppercut. Patterson is hurt! Only the ropes are keeping him up. Patterson clinches to avoid further damage. The fighters are in ring center. Patterson misses with a left cross. Marciano counters with a 3-point combination. The Rock is getting through the peek-a-boo defense with ease. Patterson lands a 2-point combination and a 2-point left cross. The fighters clinch as the bell ends round two. Patterson had 4 points while Marciano scored 17 points. Patterson is game, but Marciano may be too much for him to handle. I've been told Custamato has left the garden. He doesn't want to watch the beating Marciano is giving to Patterson. The bell sounds for round three. Marciano lands a left hook for 5 points that knocks Patterson into the ropes. Marciano has cut off the ring and pinned Patterson in the left neutral corner. Patterson lands a 2-point left jab. Patterson throws a 3-point combination. Patterson is showing he is here to fight. He's not laying back and taking punches. Patterson leaps at Marciano with a left uppercut that misses. Patterson's jaw is fully exposed. Marciano lands his Susie Q right hook to Patterson's jaw that sends him crashing to the floor. The ref has not bothered to count as Patterson has been knocked out. The arena explodes in cheers. I don't think there was any doubt of the outcome of this fight. Patterson was game, but Marciano is on a different level. I'm surprised Patterson lasted this long. Custamato was right. His fighter was not ready for the likes of Rocky Marciano. At the time of 1:18 of round three, the winner by knockout is Rocky Marciano. From the Boston Garden, this is Shoulder Roll Steve, returning you to our Bangkok studio. We'll be right back.
And as they say, another quickie there. But that was kind of suspected. You know, you would think that Barzagli would just dominate Floyd Patterson. Even, you know, and you got to keep an eye on the fights we put in here. You put the fighters in at their peak. And a young Floyd Patterson, if he had fought Barzagli, you know, before, you know, if Barzagli decided after the Archie Moore fight that he wanted to continue fighting, Patterson would have been in line to fight him next. And even though Patterson was fast, and Patterson, as I always tell folks, was my first sports hero, I don't think he could have lasted against Rocky Barzagli. Patterson would probably cut up Barzagli because he was so fast. And he hit hard. He could hit, but he would expose himself when he would do his leaping punches and all. And I think Barzagli would eventually just catch him and knock him out. You know, knock him and drop him. But I hope you enjoyed that fight as well as the first fight. Matthew Saad Muhammad and Roy Jones Jr. And as I always tell folks, if you want to promote a fight, just give me a shout out on Facebook, on the Nourished by History YouTube channel, on the SportsHistoryNetwork.com channel. Wherever you hear these programs, just leave a comment, as a lot of people do, and say, yeah, I want to see these two guys and these two women fight. And I have to say that I don't, except for Anthony Joshua, Tyson Fury, Devin Haney, and a couple other fighters, and some women, and a lot of women fighters. I have a lot of the current women fighters. I don't have a lot of the new fighters. So if you want to pick a fighter to match, pick two fighters to match, please go from 2010 on back. That would be the best thing to do. And that, you know, and these fights are a lot of fun, as people have been saying to me. They are a lot of fun to do, and they're a lot of fun to broadcast. And I hope you enjoy them. And again, please subscribe to the network, the Nourished by History Nourished by History Network on YouTube, my channel, Nourished by History. Please subscribe. Please do that. Become a Patreon. Become a Buy Me a Coffee member. Whatever you do, even if you can donate $100, I mean, yeah, I like that, but $1 a month, because it keeps the lights on. I'll be able to get a better microphone. I had a decent microphone, and I've been trying to fix it, but I'm using a sub mic right now. But, you know, just whatever you can do. Again, just go to Patreon, look for Nourished by History, and then look for Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast, or go to Buy Me a Coffee, become a member there, look for Nourished by History, then Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast. Do what you can. Support the program. You know, I really enjoy doing these programs, and I will continue doing them, but just need your support. Keep things going, because it's all a circle. I support you. You support me. I produce these programs, and you love them, so you make your comments and also donate in some way, whatever you can do. But anyway, this is Greg Rashid. Get ready. Get out of here right now. I want to say, as I always do, go in love and go in peace. Help someone on the way. And every morning when you wake up, get up, look in that mirror and say, I love myself. And if you're sight impaired, get up, hug yourself and say, I love myself. Because if you don't love yourself, you can't help anyone. Because you can't even help your own self. I ain't going to help anyone. But do what you can. Do what you can in your community, wherever you are in this world, be it here in Thailand, or be it in Colorado, or be it in Italy, you know, got folks over there listening in Kenya, wherever you are, do something positive in that community and make a change, make a positive change, because we're on this sphere together. So let's do what we can to bring some positive vibrations wherever we are. Again, this is Greg Rashid, your presenter. Go in love and go in peace. We'll see you next time on the Shoulder Roll Virtual Boxing Podcast.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.